Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, the top. This is Dub Knight. The top is keeping myself obsessed, dangerous predators. If you notice with my shows, I talk a lot about stuff that are related to sociopathy, and I didn't mean to, but these were serious issues in my life, and they were legit. First of all, it's just been so profound, but one profound thing in my life is when someone that I don't know very well, that I have no attraction to, never will, just keeps coming over to me and obsessed. Obsessed people, as you know, can be extremely dangerous, you know, the mental health issues. They got certain types. I dealt with the one who fell in love with me and are obsessed with me because of vendetta. And I try to get restraining orders because I feel that these people with their mental health issues are extremely dangerous. Most people know, even I, that if someone don't want me around them, you just leave them alone. Or if I feel someone has a problem, if I have a problem with somebody, I'm not going to come over to their home or to try to look inside or investigate, or let's just say, I'm just saying this stuff. To violate their privacy or stalk them around, that's illegal. But unfortunately, I dealt with something like that. It all started 12, 13, 14 years ago. And I don't understand. You know, the important thing I would say is that I don't hang around with someone who's like that. I don't hang around with some hoodlum. I don't hang around with some criminal. But no one should be subjected to that kind of sickness and madness. I do question the laws of the state and the authorities and stuff who allow these people to be on the streets. Because no one should be subjected to that. When someone who has made alleged allegations about me and also, you know, they were false and followed me around and stalked me, and also may have allegedly violated my privacy and so on. That is criminal. They should be arrested. They should be kept away from society. They're extremely dangerous. So that was a mistake. I wish I never lived on Vost. I wish I had stayed somewhere else. But I live in a place now that I think I'm subjected. Yeah, part of it has to do with that they think I'm a celebrity, which is no excuse. I have to have the police involved, you know. I'm on the radio or I'm on video. That doesn't give them a right that they own and have a right to trespass and stuff. Or if I make a complaint, they don't give them a right to come and try to harass me for it. I was dealing with also because of this, I believe it to also be a criminal matter why these individuals try to steal my identity because of their jealousy and make up stories about me that, as I mentioned in previous episodes, I'm schizophrenic, which isn't true. They investigated me to see if I'm going to go to jail. Do you know if that was true, that they would be put in jail, and they should be. I have notified the officers every day because I consider these individuals with mental health issues extremely dangerous. They made up lies that I was a criminal, made up lies that I was a drug dealer, they made up lies that I was a jihadist, all kinds of lies about me because of their jealousy and their inability to follow the law. I'm dealing with a group of sick and dangerous individuals who should not be on the street. And, you know, coming from a background where a lot of some of my people in my family were criminals, and I dealt with criminality in more ways than one, I followed the law. But when I dealt with someone who's jealousy or who don't want me to see me succeed or don't know how to mind their business, you have to have the police involved because they need to be put in jail. These individuals cannot be on the street. They're extremely dangerous. I mean, I have people in my own biological family who I don't hang around with. I did mention that I had too many bad encounters with dangerous African-American men. And I had to stay away from them. That is true. But I had, I don't discriminate. There's some very good African-American men that I met, you know, who are not that way. So it's not just African-American men. I had some experiences, very bad experiences, just as bad with white and Latins. And some of these predators are white and Latin. So, or Asian, it doesn't matter. I had bad experiences regardless of race. But this is the situation that it is. And these individuals are extremely dangerous and devious. They have made statements that I made up false allegations about this, which isn't true. So I am dealing with something that's so dangerous that I think that the courts and the laws need to be involved because these individuals should not be around any individual. They should not be around society. This is one of the reasons why I do not want to work in the mental health center ever again or have any part in any way because I'm concerned with these mentally ill individuals. Yes, the stigma is true, you know, with a few people with diagnoses. Most people with diagnoses don't go around stalking somebody or live on the street or harass somebody. I can't deal with that on a daily basis. Someone with a better temperament to deal with that. I have to make sure I'm hanging around with well people. I can't hang around with no hoodlums. Friendships that I have, there's one friendship who is very good, you know. If we respect each other, we give boundaries and so on. I can't hang around or deal with people like that who don't know how to respect boundaries. I only can hang around with people who know how to respect my boundaries, common sense, and we appreciate each other. That is the true reason why I do these broadcasts, because other people out there could be going through this too. They have had people who are stalked, especially men and women relationships, but it happens with men and men. I'm one of those men that it happened to. I don't know why the obsession or the pre-perceived jealousy, because I don't have nothing to give them, or they can do a lot of things and really enhance their lives by doing positive things. They can go to school, they can volunteer, they can meet other people. There's a whole big world out there. They can do a lot of things, and they are fixated on me. And that's just why it doesn't make sense. But I do know that's why it doesn't make sense. But I do know that their modus is criminal. Their modus is evil. And they have the nerve to use religion to justify their actions. Say, oh, they think I'm a devil worshiper. Oh, they think they should use Christianity and stuff. Christianity is no excuse to commit a crime. You're crazy and you're sick and you're dangerous. You have no right to be using religion as a crutch to commit a felony or trespassing. Separation of church and religion. You need to get these crazy, mentally ill people who can use the Bible or whatever religion and lock them up. But this is the thing, it is the absolute truth. If you don't know how to respect boundaries, eventually you're going to get caught. It's been hard because I believe these people have did this to other people. and they live near, and go to the center, live near next door or whatever, if they listen to these conversations or whatever, they have no right. And they even bring up, and then they have a said it was an investigation. What investigation? There can't be no investigation on me. As I mentioned in the previous conversation, these are dangerous predators. Investigation be what? They think of my mental health. My mental health is fine. I'm just telling it like it is. I'm a highly educated man. I own a business, and I'm going to continue to try to expand my horizons. I ain't going to let no filth, the dangerous hoodlum, stop me from achieving my American dreams. And I will never stop an innocent or blame an innocent person for anything. And I will never stop someone from achieving their dreams. They want to sit on their ass and hurt people. They should be locked up. Then investigation, and then they made up stories, again, as I mentioned, that was a drug dealer, jihadist. I am not involved in any crime. As I said before, I don't want to put everything on the air, but I follow the law. I have nothing to worry about. I ain't no criminal. If I was, it would have been obvious. And I know I'm dealing with some dangerous criminal. Because they talked about my fingerprints. My fingerprints show no criminal. I am no criminal whatsoever. I have to protect myself, and so should you. If you're dealing with, as I mentioned before in previous episodes, with deranged, mentally ill, or obsessed predators, call the police as much as possible. 2, protect your identity theft, because I believe that one of the identity theft, you know how to do that. Notify everything, everybody, protect yourself from identity theft. 2, if someone's violating your trespassing on your boundaries, your space, or your home, you call the police. That's illegal. They say it's not a crime to trespass or look at someone's home without them knowing. Yes, it is. When I hear this sick individual talking about me using the bathroom or washing my ass out, that is sick. Then they make up stories about me being sick and terrible. Then they leave those other individuals, obviously, who are in part of a crime. They are very dangerous because they lie to everybody. Because sociopaths are masters of deception. They know how to lie and make up stories. They commit the crime and they try to cover up the tracks. So, oh, he's making up stories and stuff. Listen to what they say. If you know what a sociopath is, a sociopath is extremely dangerous as well. They have no respect for boundaries. No, what? Regardless, they don't follow the law. They don't care about the law. They know how to hide their sickness. So that's the thing. Stay away from those type of individuals. Stay away from people who are mentally ill and sick, who are too troubled to be around, or who are in terms of hurting people. You cannot. No one who's positive can hang out around someone who's a hoodlum or someone who cannot, who's too sick to help themselves. You hang around positive, self-independent, or good people who want the best and who know how to respect the basic common sense rules in the society. The problem is that they have had people in the society who have done lots of things, whether they were diagnosed with a mental health issue or not. And it's important that we protect ourselves. Because the truth is, what's in the dark is going to come out in the light. Everything could go come out. And if it's investigation or whatever, they have to have evidence. When the evidence shows itself, you will know. That's all I have to say. And remember, you know, a lot of the stuff is that when you don't know how to respect, mind your business, and respect boundaries. That's where all the problems come. And when those type of people who don't know how to mind their business, they are the ones who are criminal, and that's where all the problems are. Okay? You will find that you will know. You will find, and you will know, okay, who these people are. Could be a next-door neighbor. It could be someone you know. Just hang on with, because most people are responsible, decent in this society, and who knows how to say and deal with people and respect their boundaries. Unfortunately, the people who I'm dealing with, a few people who I'm dealing with, do not know that, and they need help before it's too late. When I say too late, I don't want to see another tragedy, you know, someone whose mental health has gone off wire where they hurt someone else. I don't want to see these people on the street for 20 or 30 years, living on the street, talking to themselves. They should have these people put in a hospital. But I'm also dealing with people who are very, very, they're so manipulative and cunning. They're so sick and it's so dangerous that they're able to just act the role of, oh, I don't know what he's talking about, and make up stories and do things because they can't get their way. And you know about the people who use religion to hurt people. Well, here's one thing. He's, you know, this is what they said. He's not a Christian, or his lifestyle is an abomination. I mean, abomination, what? Because, you know, you like rock music or whatever. Listen, I believe in all kinds of religions. I'm diverse in terms of open-mindedness, Judaism, Buddhism, but I'm open to Christianity. It is no excuse to use any type of religion to hurt people. It is wrong. It's still sick and dangerous. It is no excuse to use a religion to justify any type of crime or any type of bigotry. It still is wrong. I mean, don't they have in the Bible or the church, thou should not judge? I mean, you need to stop. Okay, any type is no excuse. When it comes to religion, I'm very open-minded to all types of people, but as well as people regardless of race and color, but I cannot hang around no hoodlum. And I will never hang around someone who can't help themselves, someone who's not well enough and looking for someone to save them. That's not someone I can hang around with either. You can't make someone like them. Unfortunately, with these predators, these dangerous, obsessed predators, they don't understand that until the police come and lock them in a hospital or something. You know, everything will be proven. When we do things or say investigation, where these people make up stories or stuff or say this and that, it's proven through time what happens by the person's actions or with the events that they say doesn't pan out. It's difficult to prove sometimes because these individuals could drive away or whatever. You have to let people live. But the truth is, everything shows for itself, the truth about each one of us. That's all I have to say. Stay away from dream killers. Stay away from negative people. Hang around positive people. Protect yourself from dangerous predators. Stay away. You'll find out that life is better when we all mind our business.